Right now, it's time to head live to the nation's capital. We bring in ABC News correspondent Karen Travers, and you can follow her on Twitter at Karen Travers. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday.
Same to you. Battle lines being drawn on Capitol Hill. Everybody headed to their own prospective little caves. Straight party line vote yesterday on whether or not to make Washington, D.C. our 51st state.
Yeah, no surprise how this kind of went down. But it was a big step forward for statehood for Washington, D.C. House Democrats were united in voting in favor of this resolution yesterday, this piece of legislation, and no Republicans voted in favor of it. The difference here compared to the last time last year when a similar piece of legislation passed is that the Democrats now control the Senate and they control the White House. And the White House has said that President Biden strongly supports D.C. statehood and would sign this bill if it gets to his desk. Now, will it? That's the big question, because it has to pass the Senate. And it would need 60 votes to do that. And, you know, barring filibuster reform or some major change of heart by 10 Republicans, it's not likely that we'll see that happen. In fact, there isn't even a guarantee that all of the Democrats in the Senate right now are on board with this, because a couple have not come out and publicly stated they are.
And I think only 44 have even signed on to the bill in the Senate,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So those remaining handful there have kind of kept their cards close on this one and haven't said. So whether, you know, we're kind of talking about this as, oh, you need 10 Republicans, you might need more than that at this point. There's no guarantee of where this is. So, you know, while this was a very big headline yesterday, a very big thing for D.C. statehood advocates, the big, big hurdle is still ahead of them. And that's a very large hurdle.
Karen, it's always fascinating. And I know this happens to you as well. Being in this business, you get emails from, you know, from both parties and from campaigns and things like that. And you look at what came out of Kevin McCarthy's mouth yesterday. You look at what came out of Nancy Pelosi's mouth yesterday, and they are the exact talking points sent out by each party. It's ridiculous how this happens.
It's amazing how entrenched everybody can be.
Yeah.
You know, Democrats have made this about voting rights and disenfranchisement, and, you know, that a city and pointing to, you know, the large minority population in the city, saying that this is, you know, about not giving representation to people who pay taxes, fight in wars, contribute to the economy and all of that, but don't have a full voice in our democracy. As Nancy Pelosi put it yesterday, Kevin McCarthy and Republicans have said it's a power grab, that given the city's political demographics, Democrats would almost certainly, I'd be willing to bet on this, regain two more seats in the Senate if this legislation were to be signed into law, because it would give one representative in the House, which doesn't dramatically change things in the House with 435 members already, but does give two more senators for a total of 102. And that would be a very big difference. And that's been the point that Republicans have been pointing out. But again, the White House was jumping on the Democrats' point about this being a voting rights issue. Mm-hmm. And a statement from the White House this week said that the current status for D.C. is an affront to the democratic values on which our nation was founded. And I should just note for the people out there asking, D.C. has about 712,000 residents. That's more than the state of Wyoming and Vermont and pretty close to North Dakota. So all those states do have two senators.
And in presidential elections going back to 1992, the Democrat has been the Republican about 88% to 8%.
Browns.
And I'm wondering if the Democrats would still be pushing for this if it was the other way around. And the answer is no.
I think we know which side would be pushing for it if it were the other way around.
That's right. That's right. Karen, always a pleasure. Stay safe over the weekend. Enjoy. And we will talk to you on Monday.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.